What is up, guys? Today's date is May the 4th. I'm Steven Masso. You are listening to Via the Source. Crazy breakdown. Yeah, guys, if you're listening, I hope that you saw that we have a new logo, something I'm super hyped about. I had my friend in one of my college classes. He does logos. He does designs. I've always loved his work. His name is Mario Gonzalez. Well, I contacted him. I told him I'm doing an NFL podcast. I told him I want to use the Dolphins colors. That's all I told him. And then he came up with the rest, just did an amazing job. So one time I got to give a shout out to my friend again, Mario Gonzalez did an awesome job. He also did the header on the at Via the Source Twitter. I made that, by the way. So you can follow me there or at Shady Steven. And I'll ask him for his contact info so I can give him a proper shout out. I'll put it in the description. But yeah, guys, I'm really hyped about this. I think it's a signal for change, something that shows that we're going to really be bumping the quality up. So one last time, shout out Mario Gonzalez, dude. You did an awesome job. If you're listening to this, thank you so much, man. I owe you. I definitely owe you. Great job. Now, I was thinking that the NFL is going to be completely absent of all news-related stuff just because of the offseason, nothing's really happening. But then my Miami Dolphins decided to go out there and make a trade. And while it wasn't really a groundbreaking trade by any means, this was a very useful trade for Miami. Kind of questionable, I think, on the Detroit Lions side. So let's talk a little bit about it. The Detroit Lions traded their defensive tackle, Akeem Spence, to Miami for a conditional 7th round pick. Now, some of you may be asking, okay, who even is Akeem Spence? And that's understandable. He's not by any means like an elite defensive tackle, but he has been solid. I would describe him as a high motor type of player, kind of middle of the pack, pro football focus. They ranked him in the middle. They ranked him as average, a number 67 ranked defensive tackle. So that should tell you just about where he is. But like I said, I think I said this in one of the earlier episodes, that if you really want to get a feel for the player that your team got in a trade, like an incoming player, always check the other team's Twitter and scroll down and check out the comments, because that was one of the first things I did. I heard that he got traded to the Dolphins. I didn't know too much about him. And I went to the Lions page where they posted the announcement about the trade, and everyone in the comments is like, what are y'all doing? Like, this guy is all we have left on defense. Like, this guy, I love his personality. He's so, you know, he's so hungry. He plays all the time. He plays hard. So that should tell you, as a Miami fan, to get a little bit excited about this guy. Not too much. But yeah, like, he is a solid player, someone that could definitely be fit into this rotation. And for a 7th round pick, that's nothing. We basically got him just for nothing. So this was definitely a good move for Miami. For the Detroit Lions, I cannot understand it necessarily. They're giving away a starter for a 7th round pick. It's kind of questionable. Maybe they're making another move. They're planning on making another move. They want to free up some space. I cannot say for certain what their intentions were. But as far as news around the NFL, that's kind of basically it in terms of transactions and stuff like that. So this brings me to another part that I really want to be able to get some interviews on Via the Source with some athletes. That's what I've been trying to do lately. If you guys want a little update, I've just been hitting up all these different athletes, trying to get a response. And I decided I was going to talk about the one interview I've had with a professional NFL player. And this happened probably, I don't know, a year or two ago. It was actually for one of my college classes. Our assignment was to interview somebody in the position that you want to be in or the career that you are pursuing. Okay, so naturally, I heard that and I went to the local news anchors, the local sports writers, just the whole local media scene. And I was trying to get an interview and I was asking them, yeah, can I just speak with you a few minutes? Because I'm trying to do what you're doing. I want to be in the position you're in and I just want tips, and this is for a class assignment. And actually, none of them got back to me at all. I was surprised that no one even returned my calls. They didn't return my emails. They just completely blew me off, which was a little, you know, it bummed me out. I'm not going to lie. I was figuring at least one person was going to reply, and the assignment date was coming closer and closer. Next thing I knew, it was due like the following night. So I was just completely freaking out. I was like, man, I don't have a single person to interview. And I was really hyped about this project. So kind of in an act of desperation, what I did is I went to Twitter. I went to the NFL Network's page and I was looking at all the names of the players that now are part of NFL Network. And I saw Heath Evans on there. I saw Willie McGinnis. I saw Kurt Warner. And I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe I'll just message him. Like, what else? You know, no one's responding to me. Like, I'll just message him and see what happens. So I sent him each a message. And Heath Evans, the former fullback for the Seahawks and as well as the New England Patriots, he won a Super Bowl with them. He replied to me within like 15 minutes. And he was like, yeah, man, let's get this interview right now. Let's do it. And I was like, I was freaking out. I wasn't actually expecting a response like that. I didn't have any of my stuff ready. I started freaking out. I was like, oh my God, I'm about to speak to a former NFL player and interview him. And so, yeah, we got the interview done. It was like a 15-minute interview. He was very nice and generous, definitely a class act, and he seemed to genuinely care about my assignment. And, you know, he was really helpful and also gave me some good advice in pursuing this career. So I was really just thankful for that. It kind of changed my whole mindset because I was definitely really bummed out that no one locally was responding to me. So when I got a response from a former NFL player, I was just psyched. And then a week passed, and then Willie McGinnis ends up replying and said, hey, do you still need the interview? Because I can do it too. And I was just like, wow, like, you know, this is crazy that, you know, NFL players are so busy, but they can find the time to reply to me. So that was kind of just a lesson I learned, that put yourself out there, because the worst thing that could happen is that they say no or they just don't respond. But if that wouldn't have happened, who knows? I may have gotten like completely demoralized or something like that. I may have even pursued a different career if that wouldn't have happened. But that was kind of a groundbreaking moment for me. It was just really eye-opening, and it kind of changed my whole mindset, gave me a positive outlook on things. So that was just one thing that I wanted to share with you guys. Hope you guys can take a little lesson from that. So yeah, that's basically what I've been trying to continue doing. I've been trying to get more interviews. I think the best of people, and I think eventually one of these guys is going to get an interview with me. Until then, one thing I've been doing is I've been watching Instagram live feeds of some of my favorite athletes, because they do respond to people on there. So I was watching Kalen Ballage, who is the Dolphins' new running back. He's from Arizona State. He was just drafted. And I noticed that his Instagram live only had like 50 some viewers at the moment because he had just started it up. So I was like, okay, I'll ask him a quick question. I saw that he was working out. He was just drenched in sweat, going hard. And I asked him, what's his workout consisted of? And he replied, he was like, oh, I'm doing bleachers right now, doing stadiums, 10 of them. And he was talking to me about his workout. And I was like, dang. So, okay, I want to talk a little bit about Kalen Ballage, because I was a fan of his to begin with just based on his highlights. But after watching that Instagram live feed, I became even more of a fan, because he kind of has that, he has a really hungry mindset. He was talking about the grind. He was talking about how much work it takes to get to where he's at. And then one question someone asked him, so what are you most looking forward to about coming to Miami? And he responded that he is looking forward to playing with the OG, the future Hall of Famer, Frank Gore, and just learning and absorbing as much information as he can from him. He says that he needs to learn how to walk before he can run. And think of that. As a guy who just got drafted into the NFL, if you're saying that you have to learn how to walk, that's a really humbling thing to say about yourself. That's saying that, yeah, I don't know anything right now. Like, even though, you know, if you could imagine just getting drafted, I would feel like I'm at the top of the world. But this guy is saying that I just got drafted, but I'm still at the bottom. Now I have to restart and I have to learn from these guys who are like the best. And that was just like a really, I don't know, a really humbling thing to say. And it showed his hunger. So I'm not only am I a big fan because of his highlights, seeing that mindset also made me an even bigger fan. It's something that made me a huge fan with Jarvis Landry. And it kind of brings me to my next point. If you're a fan of a certain team, you may want to follow their players on Instagram, on Twitter, because they do really reveal a part of themselves to you. And that can show you, it can translate to things on the field. You can only look at numbers so much, but if you can also get a perspective about their personality, you can learn so much more. Because I know I talked about it in one of the earlier episodes, that guys in a contract year, I think they ball out. You know, it makes sense that they ball out because there's money on the line, which makes sense. And then once they get that contract, who knows, maybe they lose that incentive and they don't have that drive to push themselves as hard because they just got their payday. And that's a really real thing. But then if you look at somebody on their Instagram live or on their Twitter and you kind of gain a feeling of their personality, like I can look at guys like Odell Beckham, I can look at guys like Antonio Brown, and that big contract that is waiting for them or that they've already got, that's not it for them. They want to leave a legacy. They want to be the focal point of that team. They want the spotlight on them, you know, and they have sponsorships like Nike, you know, Adidas, that they need to have an impact. They need to have a big name in the league in order to keep that sponsorship going. So it's not just about contract for them. So those are the guys that I'm not really worried about giving a big contract. I know they're still going to continue to ball out because being at the top of the list is so important to them and leaving their legacy behind. But then there's other guys that you can tell that they don't have that. And once they get paid, that's kind of it for them. So that's just kind of like something, a little different perspective. I'm not saying by any means if they're tweeting all this deep stuff on their Instagram, like, I'm going to be the greatest, that you should take it like, wow, this guy's the chosen one. No, not by any means. I'm just saying that you can only look at numbers so much. And at some point, you have to look at a person's personality. Because, yeah, like how going back to Jarvis Landry, everyone said he's just a slot receiver. His numbers can be matched. But that hunger and that leadership on the team, if you don't think that's vital, having a leader on that team or someone that you can look to next to you and that you see is going to give it his all, then I don't think that you are a true fan of football and you're only looking at the numbers. You got to look at the personality side. That's why coaching is so important. So just a nice little thing. I highly recommend people do that. But guys, I'm going to leave it on there. On the bright side, my final exam is tomorrow, and that's the last one. I am graduating this semester. So yeah, guys, I'm going to have plenty of time to be back on here. I'm going to be dropping more as the season approaches. I'm also going to be throwing in fantasy football. I'm a huge advocate of fantasy football, and I think I'm actually pretty good at doing projections. I use a lot of numbers on there. So guys, I will keep you guys updated. Again, follow me on Twitter at Shady Steven or at the newly made at Via the Source. Either one of those is cool. Guys, until next time, I'd love to hear your opinions. I'm Steven Masso, and this was Via the Source.